Hello everyone, hey. In advance, let me apologize for the noise. I said before that I live near highway and it's just one of the joys of high-rise living. So, I am bringing you another update this Monday. So first off, hello and welcome to my blog. Thank you for landing here. Thank you for coming to my page, however you got here. Thank you. I hope you can stay, and I hope you consider subscribing. The 52 list for Calm is something that I do every Monday. If I don't do Calm, I'm doing life updates or lifestyle or things like that. Just something to help move you along and make you feel good during this time. So, for me, this Monday, this is an update. I'm going to make it short and sweet because the rest of the blog post is going to be the 52 list for Calm number 11. I don't want to bog you down with too much info, but see below for everything. So, hello and happy Monday. This is the last week of July. August is just a tiptoe away. So again, this is just going to be brief. I think the last time I was here, I was talking about everything that was happening with the last member of my pet family passing. And so this is just going to be a brief update about that. So, and just a few subjects. So first off, managing with the pandemic and work. So far, my daughter and I have been able to work from home, which is a blessing. She's been given a return back to work date of January 2021. We are told September, but my employees and I know that it's not going to be September because we don't feel comfortable. We can't work in the same space that we used to. How do we go to the copy room? How do we go to the mail room without bumping into one another? The bathroom's the situation. The pantry. We can't all work at one time. Every other office people work at. I mean, it's so much to consider. And I think we are at such an uncomfortable level that our anxieties are like times 50. So I know I would feel better going back at the beginning of the year. But there are some things I miss. I do miss getting out of the house on a regular basis. And I miss being able to talk to my fellow coworkers, because they're not just coworkers, they're friends. So that's kind of where work is. I'm still, you know, doing what I can do for here. And I'm thankful that I have a job that allows me to do this. So that's on that front. So how are we managing with both pets deceased, and will we adopt another? So currently our boy cat Maximus passed away April 2019. Our baby girl Trinity, he was 18 years old. Our girl Trinity passed away just this July. And she was 15 this year. So, it's been, you know, it's up and down. We can remember her in funny ways and her personality and some of the things she used to do without, you know, straight up bawling. There's such an emptiness here in my home. Like, I don't have a big house. I have a condo. It feels so big. It just feels like this is such an immense space that we're trying to fill. It's just that void. So, you know, we miss her. And the immediate thing your brain thinks about, well, we can get another cat. But in all honesty, I just want to maybe heal first. We've talked about adopting another, but the plan is when we buy our house, wherever that is, we will wait another year or two and then we will see about adopting, because it's a lot to think about. It's not just you get this pet and they take care of themselves. They have to go to the doctor and get their teeth checked and their shots or immunizations, and You know, they have to be loved, and loving ain't hard. It's easy to love a pet. They're adorable, but they are a lot of responsibility, and I will really think before I actually make that commitment. We've also thought about fostering, so that's another option. It's just that my heart, you know, healing from heartbreak is hard, and I will always love them. Those were my first real pets. So, yeah, that's not happening anytime soon. So next, we've been here approximately 5 months. How are we feeling about moving up 3 floors? And I can tell you, I don't like to have regret. I don't live life regretting the decisions that I've made. I know that, you know, I've walked the right path, and I listened to God, and this is where He led us, and it was great. But I do wish that I had more time. Time was not on our side when I was looking. More time would have allowed for maybe us to be someplace else, because right now, it's not home. It doesn't feel like home. It's not home. It feels like we're just staying here, and it's temporary. And what really makes it worse is the pandemic, and we're all home. You know, we're kind of all on top of each other. And when you live in a high-rise condo, and it's an older building where you share washer-dryer space, and there's a lot of communal living, it's just not worth it to me. I mean, I know that people are thankful to have any kind of home during this time, but when I buy a house, there are some things on my wish list that I must have. And I know that I need something of my own. I've actually been making lists. We started looking. It's really not safe to tour homes, so we started looking. I was working with a finance company. I started reaching out to them last year, but I reached out to them last week because I had made the decision, okay, that's it. Because this building has a lot of problems. And a lot of those problems are magnified because we're all home. And I'm having maintenance come back and forth to do different things just to try to help. I won't get into detail about what those problems are, but as you can imagine, it's issues, right? So, I feel like that I need to get the ball rolling. It's something that God is telling me to get the ball rolling. I want to have my, you know, letter in hand saying that said bank will finance me for a set amount of money. And that's what I'm trying to get rolling. So I've reached out to the same gentleman who who's pretty knowledgeable about the programs in Virginia that give you first-time buyers assistance. And so Virginia has this program. Maryland has this program. I'm not sure what DC has, even though I grew up in DC, but technically I'm not looking to move back to DC because it's out of my price range and it's way too expensive. So I'm really looking to stay in Virginia or Maryland, where this would be more beneficial to me, where I can afford more home. I'm not looking at another condo that's 16 something floors. No more high rise condos. If it's a condo, it's got to tick the stuff off the list. So that is where I'm looking for. I've got my list, and you know, I'm flexible with it not having one thing but then having another, but I'm definitely not flexible on a few things. So that is where I am. I'm looking right now. And I know that this is supposed to be this excellent time to buy a home, but right now everything is out of my price range. Or if I were to take that house and drop it in another zip code of a not so desirable area, it wouldn't be as much money as it is. But because it's in Virginia, and you know, they tax the hell out of everything in Virginia, it is way more money than what it's worth. So that is where I am with that. I've reached out to loan officer, working with that person. I have a real estate agent, but let me just say that when I first started working with her in February and I told her where I wanted to move and what I was looking for, she showed me things in an area that I don't want to be in that area. I think that area is too far for me. I think it's further than what I'm comfortable with. So again, she's really sweet and she's nice, but I don't know if she's licensed in Maryland. And I just assume that real estate agents, if you work in the DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia, you're at least licensed in Virginia and Maryland to be able to show your client a wider variety of properties. That's just what I'm thinking. So that's where I am for looking for a home. I'm trying to get my savings where it needs to be, because technically for these programs, you only have to have 1% down. And they are financing the rest of your down payment and some closing. So I am on the road to getting my money where it needs to be. I could probably do it now, but it's not where I want it to be. I also wanted to pay off a few more credit cards, you know, those demon little things that, you know, make you happy when you get something. But then when you get the bill, it's like, what have I done? So live and learn. Even older folks like me become slave to, you can afford what you want. It's not that I can't get what I want. I can go out here and get whatever I want, but you have to be smart about it and know that you got to pay that back. So that is where I am right now with everything and with everything that is happening. And this is where I will end this portion. Please scroll down. Check out the rest of the post where I have listed how I'm working through list 11 and what that is about. I've also been creating a lot of digital art, so check out that free Know Thyself art print. I've also been using I do a lot of YouTube yoga, but what I've been really on lately is Bright and Salted Yoga from Ariana Elizabeth. I have her name down in there. And I've also been listening to, you know, different music, just different things to relax me. I've also listed the journals and the backstory and all that good stuff. And I hope that this is not too long because I got the gift of gab, y'all. I can talk. So with that said, I am done with this portion. Again, don't forget to subscribe. Please, please, please help out this little blog over here and subscribe and like and follow and all that great stuff. I look forward to talking to you soon. I used to do these every week. I can't promise every week, but I'm hoping to give you an update at least 3 times a month. That's what I'm hoping. We will see what happens. Life steps in. So again, that is where I am. That is an update from Waitha. This is Waitha. Peace out, and I will talk to you all again soon. Know thyself.